Praise the Lord, and good morning to you. Welcome. You're on the Maximum Radio Network, and you've dialed in to the program entitled Global Time with Jesus Christ. I'm your host, Aubrey Gregory, for the next 30 minutes or so. We thank you and bless your name. You're truly friends of God, that you're up on the watch. I would like to share with you immediately Psalm 103. I think it will bless our hearts. Please, let's hear it. Praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgive all our sins and heals all our diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all the oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will he harbor his anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve, or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are like grass. He flourishes like a flower of the field. The wind blows over it, and it is gone. And its place remembers it no more. But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and righteousness with their children's children. May God add his blessing to the reading of his mighty, mighty word. Well, welcome this morning. Praise God for you. Thank God for your life and your well-being and your wholeness. Thank him for waking you up today to join us on this wonderful occasion of being on the watch. We are taking care of his business, and I'm sure he loves that tremendously. Well, the title of our program today is that he is able to give more. He is able to give more. Today's Thursday, October the 3rd, 2013, in the year of our Lord. And if you're celebrating a birthday today, I don't know what's about October. It's very special to many, including myself. I have a birthday coming up on the 9th. And I guarantee you I'll remember in the days leading up to it, and then that day I'll get up and won't have a clue, and maybe my wife, as she always does, will have to say, "Happy birthday." But, oh, wow, it's my birthday. Well, if you're celebrating today, and I know there are several people that we know that are, or you did yesterday, well, birthday congratulations to you, and our world is blessed with you as a gift from God. God wired you, formed you, and made you to be a blessing to us, and we do thank you. Okay, our title for today came out of what the Lord said in 2 Chronicles 25, chapter 25, that is, in verse 9, where he says, it reads, "Then Amaziah said to the man of God, 'But what shall we do about the 100 talents which I have given to the troops of Israel?' And the man of God answered, 'The Lord is able to give you much more than this.'" Our God is able to give you much more than you've given or than you have. So the I am for today that we're to meditate on, even in the face of great challenge, need, trials, is that he is saying to us, "I am able to give you much more than this." This is one of his character traits. He is able to give you much more than this. Well, on our agenda today, we want to begin with praying for some folk that are ill. They are in the hospital. Specifically, we want to pray for Veronica Dunn, Dunn's mother. That's a prayer request from Veronica. Her mother is in the hospital. She just texted us just a little while ago. And then there's Rosemary Gittens, and she's in St. Barnabas Hospital. Again, she was just there several weeks, about a month ago or something, was released, and now she is back. And we did pray for her. We want to continue to do that. We believe that God has healing for those that are sick. Just like he delivered us from sin, he also has done for us a work that relates to physical healing, and we're to believe and receive just as much healing in him as we need. And we just read, it says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgive all our iniquities, who heals all our diseases." So Isaiah the prophet tells us in 53:5 of his writings, "He was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed." This is one of the benefits that he daily loads upon us, that we can be healed. So we want to offer prayer for healing for Veronica Dunn's mother, I don't know her name, and for Rosemary Giddens. Would you join me in prayer right now? Let us believe God like never before on behalf of these two people. And what we're looking for is not only their healing, but our God be known because of what he does. He is glorified in the earth. Praises go up from people's lips because of his great ability and power to do exactly what he has promised, and that is, in this case, healing. Father, we come before you today, and we want to be in your presence. However, we must have clean hands because you are holy, and we thank you today for the fact that we can be holy by decision, and we also can be righteous by your act of forgiveness, of cleansing of our minds, our spirit, our souls. Cleanse us today, even as we stand before you. You promise that if we confess our sin, you are faithful and just to forgive us and further to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Father, whatever unrighteousness you're able to see and whatever we can remember or recall, we ask you to forgive us. Forgive us for sin. Forgive us for the sins of commission as well as the sins of omission. You know our frame and you know how we're formed. And we are believing you today for the light of life to continue to shine and to be poured into our being. We thank you for wholeness that is coming from you and from you only. Only you can do this. So we thank you today for clothing us with the righteousness of your Son, Jesus Christ. Help us as we cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, so that your work is complete in us, with us, and through us. Now, Father, we come with petitions. And our first petition is for Veronica Dunn's mother, who is in the hospital. You know her situation precisely. You know every detail about it. And we ask right now that you would touch her. We send your word of healing, just as promised in your scripture. You said, by his stripes we are healed. So on behalf of Veronica's mother right now, we ask that you would touch her. Touch her in her spirit, in her soul, in her body. We speak to every cell that it would correspond and function according to its purpose and design. And that is for life. That is for health, for wholeness. We thank you right now for raising her up. We thank you right now for the report, a good report, a testimony of your power to touch and restore and make whole. We pray also for Rosemary Gittins. Father, you know the work that is ongoing in her spirit, in her soul, in her body, that you are overseeing right now in the name of Jesus. Father, strengthen her in the inner man. We speak peace to her spirit right now. Father, make way for healing, health, wholeness, so that she knows that you are her mighty God. She knows you personally. She takes you personally in relationship. We speak right now to every cell that is in rebellion against health, against life, and against wholeness in her body. We speak to every cell right now. And we command those that are in rebellion to release themselves from rebellion right now and function as you have formed her for health and for wellness. We speak to the defending cells. We ask that you would strengthen them right now in the name of Jesus to defend her body, defend that temple from the destruction that the enemy has plotted. Raise her up. Father, we send peace. We speak peace to Rosemary's spirit right now in the name of Jesus, that hope remains within her. Trust for you remains within her. Confidence in you remains within her. And that she is seen to be well enough to return home and continue the healing process, the restoration process of her entire being, spirit, soul, and body, in Jesus' name. And we are anticipating a great report of your goodness, of the fact that you're always willing to give more than this. So we thank you today, and we bless your holy name. Praise God, saints. Thank you for joining in that prayer, or those prayers, in fact. Well, your lines are open as usual, and if you have a praise report, please do not hesitate to share it with us. And it could be as simple as the fact that you got through yesterday You know how many things were conspiring against your victory yesterday so that you could be here with us today. And I know that God is merciful. His mercies are brand new every morning. And this morning, the mercies that God has loaded upon us has nothing to do with yesterday's mercies. These mercies today are fresh. They are fresh and wonderful. That's the God we serve. He's always willing to give more. If you have a prayer request, well, please share it with us so that he can get the glory. We want to remind ourselves, and we want to be able to witness that God is doing what he said he would do. That's the kind of God we serve. So God bless you today mightily. The other thing that while you're contemplating what I've just shared with you is your city and your community, we would like to join you in lifting up your community, your city, your town, your borough, whatever you call it, your neighborhood, for the Lord. We want the enemy to know that they are watchmen residing in the community that will not stand by idly and watch the enemy do his thing, because there is God who owns all of the earth and all the people in it. So we're going to pray now for our city, our community, our neighborhoods right now, that the peace of God would reign, and that from that territory, from that location, that praises will go up, worship will go up to the Father in heaven on this day. And we will lead by being the first, if so, to do that on this day. Wherever you are, and you're under the sound of this webcast, we ask you to claim the territory that you're in for the glory of God. Claim it. Claim it. He owns it anyway. Well, what he wants you and I to do is to agree with that and actually give it life through prayer, that reality, support it with life through our prayers. So we're going to do that right now. It doesn't matter where you are, what nation, what country you're in, what part of the United States here in our region. It doesn't matter. The devil has no boundaries when it comes to roaming through the earth. He visits your community, he visits ours, and he can't be in more than one place at a time, but he does have agents who are doing the same thing he's doing. They have demonic spirits that are moving everywhere. They're national and international. However, the Spirit of God broods over the entire earth.
Hallelujah.
Isn't that wonderful?
Hallelujah.
The Spirit of God can be in more than one place at one time. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, we thank you that this day is not a day that's arbitrary and a day that's flung out into space on the earth, and there is no controlling agency. We know, God, that you're on the throne and you do rule and overrule. You rule from heaven on high. The earth is your footstool. You rule because you are God. You are creator. And Father, the territory that we're in our particular situations, our neighborhoods, our cities, our communities, our villages, wherever we are, we're claiming that atmosphere right now in the name of Jesus. We send your word like a comet through the atmosphere of those geographic locations right now to charge the air with the fire of heaven. Alter the atmosphere so that it sizzles with your presence. It sizzles with righteousness. It sizzles with worship, glory, and praise to you. So that the enemy has no room on this day. Very little or none on this day to kill, steal, and destroy. We speak life into the atmospheres around the territories being claimed right now. Divine, supernatural life. It includes every household, every house, every building, every vessel, every container, in the name of Jesus, every vehicle, land, rail, sea, air. Clean it right now, Lord. The very molecules and atoms will move according to your will on this day, preserving life, creating new life, injecting life, and expelling and evicting death wherever it is. And darkness. The evil. In the name of Jesus, we come against and stand against every plot, every design, every dark thing that conspires against your plan and your will in the earth today. Wherever there's someone calling upon you right now, that atmosphere, that circumstance, that geographical location would be saved right now in the name of Jesus. That no hurt, harm, danger can come as orchestrated by the adversary, but that heaven, whatsoever is heaven's design and heaven's plan and purpose, and it's all for life, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven on this day. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. We have the victory. We have the victory. I know that in my knower, and I also sense that.
Yes.
In the atmosphere. Amen. We have the victory. Hallelujah. I don't know what's the report on Willie Snowden Jr. We prayed for him yesterday. He was scheduled to be at Robert Woods Hospital, if I recall correctly, for a procedure. How is he doing?
Pastor.
Yes,
can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
He's fine. The procedure went well. They implanted two stents on the left side. They found out there was two blocks on the left side. And they couldn't do but the two. So they found another one on the right side. So he has to come back maybe a couple of weeks from now and for the right side. But everything went wonderful. God was in the room, and he came out with flying colors. And the doctor said he can come home this morning.
Praise God.
Was just yesterday. The doctor said, he can be this. He can come home today. So
praise God.
I thank God for all of you and excuse me, and your prayers. Everything went well. I was there throughout the whole situation, and he came out with, the, I think it was about a three-hour procedure, about 3 hours, and it went well. God was in it, and thank you so much for the prayers and all the things praying for him, because he came out with no pain.
Praise God. Wonderful. Wonderful. Yeah. Well, my particular prayer concerning that situation, and I know that you would support it, is that he now maintains, once he's gotten past the next procedural event, that he really works to maintain. It can be done successfully. God has given him life and healing through science and technology, which is a legitimate conduit or pathway for wellness. However, if you can possibly encourage him to following his, you know, complete back to normalcy in terms of the events, that he would maintain. And you know where we stand on those things. They're things that we have to do.
Right.
You know, as God does what he does, but we have to support what God has done and is doing by agreement with him, not only in thought, but in action. So we praise God for that report. Thank you for sharing that with us. I feel quickened by it. It's a good report, and it restores or certainly encourages our confidence in the Lord that he does undertake. Well,
and another thing,
anyone else?
And another thing that what you had said before, he has to watch his diet.
Yes,
and
his cousin,
my son is his first cousin, had said the first thing when we went in, we had to go in two by two. And first thing my son said to him, man, you got to watch your diet. You got to eat different now. And it just came out just like that. I said that from before. But it's just confirmation that you got to watch what you eat. Because of,
yeah,
you know,
he'll be fine.
The things he eats, the, you know, the high cholesterol and all that stuff, and he loves hamburgers and cheeseburgers and all that stuff. But that is not good. And so he said, man, you got to watch your diet from here on. You got to just make sure you eat properly, you know. So that was encouraging, you know, for him. Because being they did about the same age, a little different in age, but a couple of years different. Yeah. But hearing it from another young man, because he's 48 and my son is 50-something, but being that, hearing it from another young man around his age and they grew up together, you have to watch your diet. So that was,
he's relatively young. And
yeah,
if he wants to have an extended life, then those are some adjustments that he should make. And what he would be doing would be recognizing what his biology is, you know, from passed down from family, the DNA, and don't fight against it. Work with it.
That came up too in the family. What's going on in the family, you know?
Yes.
Too. Oh, praise God.
Well, thank God for that report. Thank God for life. And thank God for making the procedure available to him.
Yes.
Because there are countries and territories on earth where that's not available. It's just not available. You would just go on and die, you know, at an early age. That is not available. So it's available because of God's goodness for him. It's available, and you know, we trust that he will walk in what God has said. God said live.
Yeah.
He would support life with his actions. Well, praise God. Thank you, Lord, for that.
You.
Wonderful report. We thank you, Lord, that you are truly a healer. You said it, and you also do it. We thank you, Lord. You said you will do even and give even more than that. Whatever our needs are, Lord,
yes,
you
Lord.
Supply, you take care of it, you watch out for us. You're so great, God. We cannot praise you enough. Father, I thank you for all of our watchmen that have joined us, and those that are will be joining us, Lord, as they stream this program to themselves, wherever they are in the earth. We thank you for these friends of yours, Lord, that are up early in the morning to lift up and to worship your holy name. We thank you, God. And we know, Lord, that you've given us victory this day. We secure it. And we thank you for keeping us through the events of the government being shut down and all of that, for keeping us, watching over us and protecting us. And we know, Lord, that you have this thing in hand. And so we are not frustrated. We are not oppressed. We are impressed by who you are. And we thank you. And we bless your name on this day. And we keep our thoughts stayed on you. Amen. And amen. May God bless each and every one of you.
Bless.
Bless.
God bless, Pastor. Just remember me in prayer. Monday I'm going to have surgery done on my knee.
On Monday?
Monday, yes.
You said, okay. All right. Father, bless her, Lord. Bless her heart. Help her, Lord, to have confidence in you that you are with her in the name of Jesus. You have successful procedure in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I will not go into surgery anytime without the Lord, without my mind stayed on me. Oh my God.
Praise God.
Bless God. It's greater than
hallelujah.
Anything.
Bless hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. The Lord is a strong power. Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory be. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lord. The name above every name is Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank God for your prayers, Pastor. God bless everyone.
God bless. Thank you.
Bless you, Pastor. God bless
you,
everyone that's on this line this morning. In Jesus' name.
Bless you.
Sister Liz, you know you're in our prayers.
I know.
Hallelujah.
God bless
She's on. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Wow. Yes, Lord God.
Bless the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.